Bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
welcome everybody, it's really a joy to see you all again. I missed you last week and I'm very happy to be back again. I'm Mariko and I'm from the Netherlands, co-hosting this show together with Sean Christie and Gary Moore, and it's already our 50th show today, so that's lovely. We almost are streaming a year right now, so it's very good to see you all again. And are you there, Gary and Sean?
I'm here. Hi, yes. Marika. Hi, Jen.
Hey, hello. How are you?
50 weeks. We've
you,
been please? Almost been on the almost
yeah.
for a year with the show. It's amazing.
Half a century. It feels like. Oh dear. Anyway, yeah, it's been great, and we did miss you last week, Marika.
Yeah.
We had a fantastic show.
Absolutely,
yeah, this was
in archives. Yes, it was amazing. I listened to
this week. Did you? This week, Landa, Love to You is going to continue on from where Ketta left off because she's doing Transforming Emotions. So I can't wait to hear that. That'd be great.
Mm.
So, and we've got some fantastic music lined up for you as well. And don't forget to get your candles ready because we're going to be lighting them in a little while. I mean, Kusuma Taji is already littered, haven't you? But it doesn't matter. But we do like to have a bit of a ceremony where we do them all together. Okay. And you're drumming on this next track, aren't you, Gary? Do you want to tell us a bit about
that?
Yes.
That was the drum battle, yes. I played that. We recorded that one about 8 years ago in Colorado, back when I used to live there, and I was with a group of drummers, and I had a lot of fun recording that one, and came out fairly. We did it in a live setting at the college there in a little town called Gunnison, Colorado, and I was on the floor tons on this song, and somebody recorded it, and they gave me this recording quite a while ago now. It was long ago, back when I was more involved in drumming than I am now. But it was a lot of fun.
Oh, but you like to keep your hand in, don't you? Or your sticks in there?
Oh, I try to, yeah. Except I gave my drum away, so I'm waiting to get it.
Oh.
That's okay.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's an Indian thing. That's what we Lakotas do. We give things away.
Oh, that was lovely of you. You'll have to get another
Lakota
one.
Lakota yoga.
Oh, is it?
Hey, give away the stuff, especially that's important to you.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Good medicine. Good medicine to do that.
Yeah, it is. So, well, let's hear you playing it. I'm dying to hear this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Battle drumming, is it?
The drum battle.
The drum battle, that's it.
Thank you.
Was that canned applause as well? That's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll get your blood stirred up.
Yeah, not kidding. Ooh, I was dancing on my feet there, on the bottom. Anyway, as we were saying, we've got an absolutely brilliant guest for you tonight. Land of love to you. I'm sure everybody's seen around the site on the gold ring, because we're all from the gold ring, for people out there who don't know what we're all about. And the website is http://goldring.webpaint.com if you want to look us up and join. We're trying to get a million light workers by the year 2012. Oh, helping out. Yeah. Right, somebody's asking if there's Reiki for dogs. And yes, there is. Reiki for anything living.
Dogs feel it. When you have Reiki in your energy field, they can feel it. All animals do. When they need it, they just go and sit close by you, and then they get automatically enough energy. And then when you when you touch your animal, you know, Reiki streams through your hands, and then the animal leaves when it has enough. So you can keep your dog with you, and I know for sure that he receives energy because there are Reiki healers enough here.
But a lot of them are also healers as well. They
Yeah, absolutely, they do. And they bring us immediately into the now as well. They take a lot of stress. They absorb stress. That's why they need healing sometimes.
They are natural healers and natural receivers as well. As our children. Oh, love animals.
And that's why if you're having a hard time, if you are suffering or hurting or something, a dog will tend to follow you around and just kind of keep an eye on you. Make sure you're all right.
They do. Oh, they hate to see people upset, don't they? You know, if it's your pet, they hate it.
Yeah.
They hate it if you're upset and they know you are. So.
Yes. And when when I enter in houses where I normally work with people in with family with a lot of problems in their houses and a lot of stress they have, and I feel like kind of assisting them, they all very often have many animals. I know why, because they need it. But the animals need healing too, and very often I see the animals coming to me because I have Reiki. I know that they need to de-stress then, and then they are happy again, and they leave. So it's always perfect.
Yeah, really.
And okay, Joseph's saying
they're like soul batteries.
Yeah.
And they reset your pattern. That's very good, Joe. Never thought of it like that. Oh,
I
somebody
will,
calls the pets doctors. The doctors.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got the link up in the chat room. Were you just going to say, before everybody clicks on the link, we're going to bring our special guest for today on, and her name is Landa Love to You. Are you there, Landa Love?
Hello, Landa.
I am here, and I am ready, and I laugh about all the dog conversation there, because I am born in the year of the earth dog in Chinese astrology, and say no more.
Wow.
I feel it all. Yeah, from time to time. Great to be here, guys. Thank you.
Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, we are. Brilliant.
Nice.
So when everybody gets their hearts up in the chat room, we'll get Landa.
Yeah, everyone, put the link and pull up the YouTube player. Pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send us a heart, and we'll know that you're right.
Yeah, this song is by Pam Durand, and she is a fellow Canadian, like I am. I'm from Ontario, Canada, and we met in June at the Grail Lady Fair, which was Women's Empowerment Week in my neighborhood here, put on by Madeline Marinted at the Grail Springs Health and Wellness Spa. And this is a video that was put together by an organization called fengshi.org, and they did a fabulous video. And somewhere in the middle of that video, you will see me. And this song just arrived online about a week ago, so I thought it kind of appropriate with the divine feminine energies that are awakening all of us. This is a song about women and divine feminine and all that wonderful stuff.
Great.
And Landa has long blonde hair, so look out for her.
And a beautiful smile. I do know that.
So it's as the would you guys like me to speak a little bit more here before we put the video on, or are we going to do the video first?
We're going to have you speaking first, if you wouldn't mind, if possible.
Yes.
And then we'll watch the video.
As my nature, you know, as the old saying goes, you teach what you need to remember. And when it comes to my blueprint, the nature of the essence of my being, it's a very sprightly, emotional being, and I've had to learn how to deal with emotional transformation, and it's been a journey, and it's been a journey very well worthwhile to remain, you know, honest with yourself and loving yourself and recognizing, as many light workers recognize, they're a little bit unique and quite often sensitive, or in some cases very hypersensitive to what goes on around them. And it's important to stay strong within and do our best to be balanced mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, so that the core, let's say if it's a bicycle tire, and that hub or any of the spokes on that hub from the hub aren't tight and balanced, then the wheel gets a little bit wobbly. So you can still ride that wheel, but you just have a little bit better ride when your spokes are tuned up. So that can happen in a variety of ways. And we all know there's a myriad of different directions we can take to transform our emotions and to recognize, number one, that the lower form of emotions, so to speak, the fear-based emotions that cause us to react in life instead of being our creative self that we are meant to be, it's a benefit to learn different ways to transform them and have that ability to respond to life in a proactive, co-creative fashion. And a lot of times this takes practice because a lot of people don't realize that they've been living in a fear-based reactive mode. And as the stellar waves enter in this transformative time, like Earth's basically chosen, and we're assisting in this transformation as we look after ourselves and activate that courage that it takes to receive the balancing point of wholeness that is rightfully ours, and to recognize that it's really always there. Whether we recognize it or not is up to us. Whether we recognize we need to, you know, the winds of change are shutting doors and new doors are opening, and whether we recognize that our perspectives are constantly shifting as we move through the energies of day-to-day life. And in loving ourselves and loving that energy of who we are can sometimes take practice, because as awakening and expansion happen, we have to recognize where we're at, which can constantly be changed, that this is constantly changing as our environment is constantly changing. Would you say that? Does that make sense?
Sure does.
The evolution of our environment, my towel just slipped, excuse me, the evolution of our environment, that's an inside joke, that is something that we all need to take part in, so to speak. I personally find it, because I've got a very delicate emotional nature, it's my earth doggedness, it's my Gemini-edness, it's basically in my blueprint. Like anyone who does my astrology just goes, whoa, wow. And they recognize my, how sensitive, hypersensitive I am. And the best way that I personally have found, and this is just for me, and whatever comes out of my mouth is because I need to hear it and remind myself, take whatever works for you and allow the energy behind the love that I share with you in this moment to be with you in whatever way, shape, or form it wants to be with you. And what I'm saying and speaking is for me to hear and remind myself, as I am a relatively awake and aware human being. And I do my best every day to remain as centered as possible with whatever's happening in my life. And I have found that meditation is key for me. And whatever type of meditation that can change does change. And it is the essence of awesome decision-making, awesome higher-level emotions. And I am ever so grateful that you guys have put forth this radio show on a weekly basis. And to everybody who may be listening to the archive, which sometimes happens because you can't be at the live show, blessings to you as well, and hello to everybody in the chat room, for transforming emotions. It's a cellular thing. As we release the traumas that may be lingering in ourselves, from our lifetime, from past lifetime from ancestral trauma to lighten up and live a more freer life of happiness and joy, one must perhaps take that responsibility to chill out and do whatever it takes to get to know yourself and to know that you are a beautiful, wonderful being of light, and to choose to release the doubts and fears and transform them. I personally have found great strength and ease of transformation in my inner realms. When you are transforming in your inner realms, in your mind's eye, you're kind of encompassing all the layers at once and working in a way that is sort of in the beyond, so to speak. And it's worth it to recognize that you are your own captain. And I'm ever so grateful for all the captains in my life that I have met through Blog Talk Radio, the Gold Ring, Facebook, and other communities of which I dip my toes into the waters of. And I hope I covered a little bit about loving yourself and how the energies of behind emotions are absolutely incredible. And I want to thank everybody for spurring me on to stay centered from time to time. It's challenging as these energies come forth, and we all need each other. And if anyone's out there who's having any kind of a rough time, by all means, ask for help in the right places, and all will be well. And chill out and take that time to be still and calm the waters of your own vessel. For ultimately, that's all you're ultimately responsible for, is our own energy. And as we take that responsibility, everything comes a lot easier. How's that?
Brilliant.
Did that say enough there?
I think you covered it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very powerful.
Anyone else have anything to add there?
No.
But I think if the chat room is ready, and if those of you who came in late, we'll go ahead and put the link in one more time.
Yeah. Did you bring a note?
We'll have everyone click the link to the video.
Did everybody?
Click the link to the video, pause the time,
and
mute the sound.
Wonderful. Dan.
There we go.
Okay.
And wait for the inevitable, the one and only Marika count us down.
Okay, I count you down, and then we all click play, so we listen and see this video together. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
There's a light
across
the moon tonight.
There's a light
calling lovely
birds
of heaven.
Calling
on the
there's a call
beneath the water.
A peace beneath the
water.
And through the misty
calls
to us.
Our
arms shall not turn to dust. Hope when the fear returns to us. Through the light of each
shining
light, there's a spirit
to
our heart tonight.
can feel it in our bones.
We can feel it in our bones and blood. Triumph our great mother. And through the misty night we see the beauty of our destiny. See oil come, see heaven's gate, through the light
of the
no sister will be left behind. We have no fear, no axe to grind. We simply offer up our cup and ask that we may live in love. There's a light across the lake tonight, calling the mothers and daughters.
What a lovely song. Thank you. And a beautiful video.
Now it's time to light our candles, if you haven't already done so. We're hoping you haven't, because we try to make a ceremony out of it every week. But don't worry if you have. Okay, here we go. I'm lighting mine. And I'm lighting the incense, which is Nag Champa, which smells absolutely gorgeous. And we light our candle to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and all around the world. And to help us to do that, we also ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. So because there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three, it's a sacred number that maximizes the energy. We'll say the names three times. So we'll say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love, light and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. That is, of course, unless anyone objects to receiving the healing. Also, not forgetting, of course, Ananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm and the Christ energies, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 27 therapists in the chat room, and so before we have Landa Love to You doing her meditation, we're going to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sean. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace
is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And this week we have a Land of Love from Canada as our special guest. And enjoy your meditation.
Are you there, Lander Love?
I am. I am here, in the background, you'll be playing today, Cathedral, by a song of Source Vibrations, and I ask everybody, if willing, to relax, to those who are in the future, listening to me. This radio show, please have the intention to be within the time frame of the now, when the show is happening. Breathe. Relax and be comfortable. Take a drink of water. Sit or lie down, whatever suits you. If you choose to close your eyes and look within, by all means, do so. Focus. On your third eye and look up. I am happy. I am wealthy. I'm self-expressive. I am wise. I am in tune. Breathe and release. Releasing outmoded patterns of thinking, feeling, belief systems, release. Enjoy. For you are great love. Feel it. Release. I am well. We are whole. I love where I am. I love who I am. I love what I am. And I'm willing. I am ready. And I'm able. I value my vibration. I'm willing to release, transmute all that no longer serves me. Breathe. really be free. Really be free. Climb that tree. Trim off those branches. Ready? Look up. Follow the flow. Look who you are. Shine. Shine. Really? Come on. Refresh. Transform. Treating myself like a special object. Keep going. Deep breath. So. Go within, deeper. If you so choose, deeper. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am self-expressive. I am wise. I am well. We are whole. Yeah.
close upon us. Relax. Be well. Tune in. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Be well. Yeah, you could be. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes. Your precious. Remember, treating yourself like a special object that keeps you strong. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And right now it's time to close the chakras for the people who want to do that. To do that, we go to the top of the head and pretend we have doors. Closing the crown chakra. You then go down to the third eye, closing that door. Then down to the throat chakra, closing that one. And down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. From there we go to the navel chakra, closing that one. And then down to the base chakra, closing that door. Then down to the feet chakra, closing that door. And leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth while we are physical beings in a physical body. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light. So take the white light back up from your feet up to your crown chakra. He's now taking you by the hand, putting you into a purple pyramid, sealing it at the top with a blue light, keeping you safe and protected till next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you. We'd like to thank the angelic realm for being with us today. I'll certainly be in the archives for anyone listening in. Don't forget, if you need any help of any sort, just ask them, because they're not allowed to help if you don't. Thank you for that wonderful meditation. Lander, love to you. It was lovely. Thank you very much. And we're going to bring Lander back on, because she's going to tell us about Kalida.
In a little while, we first play a song called Love Is My Religion. And then
I think she wants to speak before that, Marika. She wants to tell us about Tailinga, which is a form of... We'll let her tell you. Let her tell us about it.
Hi. We can do Love Is My Religion anytime soon. I loved in the chat room where Phil were talking about how nice is a meditation, and it's very, very, very true. As we awaken more and more, we can be more open, and we can recognize that any form of movement, whether it be inner movement or outer movement, is a step towards permission to do as we choose to do. And the only choice we have really to do is to give ourselves permission to be aligned with our higher self. How I developed what I call Tailinga is years ago, as a young girl, I don't know, 12, I started doing yoga, but when I got 21, I discovered Tai Chi. So I had this tug between yoga, Tai Chi, which one should I focus on, what am I going to do, and oh no, I can't choose between them. And then someone said to me, my name is Lee, so why don't you do both? So I said, okay, I'll call it Tailinga. And it's not to diminish Tai Chi or yoga. The highest form of yoga is thought control. And I love the elements of Tai Chi where we are keeping our core strong and we're warding off and cleansing our energy field with every motion. So as life becomes a walking meditation,
as we get truer and truer to ourselves, we can do Tai Lika in any mood, or we can, but what I've chosen to do for the second part here with the help of my friends is to, you know, put on a little bit of music, and we can all do a little bit of dancing. So there's a few songs that are gonna rock for a little while, and you can dance in the chat room, you can dance around your room, you can dance however you wish, because life is a beautiful dance, and you are the director of your own cathedral. So enjoy. So we'll start off with a little Ziggy Marley with Little Love Is My Religion. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Gift that we now know, is my religion.
Whoa, Ziggy Marley there. That was brilliant. Next week's guest is Deborah Rhea. Yes, I do too, Gary. It's brilliant. So join us next week for Deborah. It's going to be another fabulous show. Are you back
Deborah
on the
Deborah Rhea, she's bound to have some really good meditations and different things.
Oh, yes, she does.
I think she's been on with us before, has she?
No.
No, not yet.
First time on.
We haven't had the pleasure. Yes.
Yes.
So if we've got anybody in the chat room there would like to be a guest, just give us a call. Kusu Mataji, Lisa D, Michael, Mikey Hart, oh, Princess Ra, all of you down that list there. Sensong, String, John, Violet Light, don't forget. And, oh, Joseph as well, don't forget Joseph. Anybody else whose name I haven't mentioned in the chat room, just give us a call
Step
if you'd like
up,
to be a guest.
Be on the show with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I can't type in bye-bye because I've been muted for putting too many hearts up. Oh.
Wow, but we have 10 minutes, so. We will.
Can you unmute me then?
Yeah.
Can you untie my hand then, please?
What do we have, Gary?
We have Black Eyed Peas coming on next.
No ethereal noses. I'm not on the plane yet. Soon, very soon. Besides, you don't get on the plane, you get in the plane. Okay.
Why are you going on a plane?
Oh yeah.
Or in a plane.
Fairly soon. Yeah. You know, trying to get to Boston. Just a matter of setting up a place to stay, a place to live up there. As soon as I find that, I'll be on the way.
Good luck with that then.
Thank you. Manifesting that as we speak. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't get on. You don't get on the airplane. You get in here. Let the daredevils get on. I'm dancing with myself. I don't know about you guys.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight, tonight,
hey!
Let's live it up!
Let's live it up!
I got my money!
Hey!
Let's spin it up!
Let's spin it up!
Go out and smash!
Smash!
Like on my car!
Like on my car!
Jump out that sofa!
Come on!
Let's get it off! Fill up my cup!
Drink!
Mazel tov! Look at her dance!
Move it, move it!
Just take it off! Let's paint the town!
Paint the town!
We'll shut it down!
Shut it down!
Let's burn the roof! And then we'll do it again! Let's do it! Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it,
and do it,
let's do it, let's do it, let's do it,
do it,
do it, do it, here we go, here we go, we gotta work.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
We've got 10 seconds left. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, Lander and Marika and Jen. Thank you all. I love you all. Somebody want to say something?
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We love you.
And keep dancing.